Šef britanske diplomatije Robin Cook upozorio je danas kosovske Albance i jugoslovenske vlasti da ne treće vreme na parijskim pregovorima o Kosovu. Prema njegovim rečima, ministri kontakt grupe procenit će krajem nedelje jesu li pregovori dovoljno napredovali da budu nastavljeni. Jutros u 10 sati i 50 minuta na putu Priština-Podujevo u selu Besinje u napadu naoružanih Albanaca ranjen je oficir vojske Jugoslavije, izjavio je novinarima verifikator Robert Lawson. Nakon toga, kako javlja naš specijalni izveštač, više borbenih vozila vojske Jugoslavije zauzelo je položaje na samom putu u selu Lužane, gde je tokom noći bilo dva napada na policijsku stanicu i jedinicu vojske Jugoslavije, vojska se i dalje nalazi na borbenim položajima. U selima južno od Vučitrna tokom celog popodneva trajali su sukobi naoružanih Albanaca i snage bezbednosti. Portparol kancelarije kosovskih verifikacione misije UIF Rus potvrdio je da su sukobi u tom regionu počeli u ranim jutarnjim satima. Patrijarh srpski Pavle sastaće se danas u Ljubljani sa slovenačkim zvaničnicima i predstavnicima Rimokatoličke crkve, javila je STA. Patrijarh Pavle, koji kasnije tokom dana stiže u dvodnevnu posetu u Hrvatskoj, sastaće se u Zagrebu sa hrvatskim crkvenim dostojanstvenicima i sa srpskim vernicima. Naftna industrija Srbije trebalo bi da do sutra u 12 časova uplati mađarskom partneru kompanije MOL $1 milion februarskog duga za transport i skladištenje ruskog gasa, rečeno je agenciji Beta u NIS-u. Mađarski partner smanjio je danas isporuku gasa za 50%, a ukoliko dug ne bude isplaćen sutra, najavljena je restrikcija za još 25%. U Beogradu u 14 sati 8 stepeni.
B92 Vesti.
Cadbury's, engleske čokolade od dnevno svežeg mlijeka, punjene celim badenima sa suvim grožđem i lešnicima. Veliki izbor bombonjera, čokoladica i raznih bombona. Cadbury's, čokolade božanstvenog ukusa.
Autoškola Sirena, Bogoslovija, telefon 763132.
Radio 392.
In this morning's news, Serb-Albanian negotiations begin in Paris and a weekend of violence in Kosovo. The second round of the contact group's negotiations on Kosovo began this morning in Paris when Serb and Kosovo-Albanian negotiators arrived for separate meetings with international mediators. French Foreign Minister Hubert Védrine yesterday painted a gloomy picture of the conference's prospects, telling French media that there was not much chance of success. Védrine said that since the first round finished in Rambouillet 2 weeks ago, the Albanians had avoided meeting their obligations while the Serb side was blocking negotiations on the implementation of the agreement. Védrine also told media that there was no set deadline for agreement in Paris, but that the negotiations would not be allowed to drag on for weeks. After a meeting of European Union foreign ministers in Germany, he emphasized that the talks were expected to be finished in less than the 2 weeks of the first round. European Union mediator in Paris, Wolfgang Petritsch, said today that he expected the Paris negotiations to end by this Thursday at the latest. Petritsch added that the international community expected both sides in the dispute to sign the full peace proposal, emphasizing that there was to be no division between the political and military sections of the agreement. The EU envoy said that the international mediators were flexible on the makeup of the implementation troops and that they could include Russian and Belarusian units, as well as those from certain OSCE member countries. Petritsch emphasized, however, that it was mandatory that those forces be headed by NATO. Radio B92 correspondent Alexander Vasovic reports from Paris that the mediators were meeting with the Serb delegation and would speak with Kosovo Albanians later in the afternoon. The conference organizers have called a press conference for 5 p.m. today. British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook has warned Kosovo Albanians and the Yugoslav government not to waste time at the Paris talks. Cook, who is chairing the opening session of the talks, warned Belgrade yesterday that there would be serious consequences if Serb authorities opposed the peace agreement. He added that the escalation of violence in Kosovo was disturbing and gave a sense of urgency to the negotiations. Cook also said that Serbian intransigence in the 2 weeks since Rambouillet ended had provoked a lot of anger against Belgrade in European capitals. The British Foreign Secretary emphasized that signing the agreement would give Belgrade its best chance of keeping Kosovo within Yugoslavia, saying that if that chance were passed up, there would be more and more people seeking independence for Kosovo. Yugoslav negotiators are ready to sign the political section of the contact group's proposed peace agreement on Kosovo, guaranteeing the province broad autonomy, but will not accept the deployment of NATO peacekeeping troops, delegation head Ratko Marković said yesterday. Marković, who is a deputy prime minister of Serbia, said that Serbs would never give Kosovo up voluntarily. The only way, he added, for Kosovo to be lost would be through a military defeat, in which case the greatest national oath of Serbs would be to win it back. The Albanian negotiating team is in Paris to sign the agreement, not to negotiate, delegation member Veton Suroj told media yesterday. Suroj said that the delegation had reached consensus on accepting the whole agreement, adding that the members did not expect to discuss the agreement in Paris, but only how it would be implemented. The resumption of the Kosovo negotiations represented the last chance for Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic, NATO Secretary General Javier Solana said today. Solana told CNN that this was the last chance for Milosevic to play a role in resolving the Kosovo problem which he himself had created, adding that the Yugoslav president knew what would happen to him if the Serb delegation did not sign the document. US presidential defense advisor Sandy Berger also told media yesterday that NATO was ready to react if Milosevic refused to sign the agreement and continued an aggressive campaign against Kosovo Albanians. Berger warned that if the Paris negotiations failed, NATO would step in. Six people died in explosions at two Kosovo markets on Saturday. Another 31 were hospitalized after a bomb exploded in the Podujeva town market. Radio B92 correspondent Antonello Rico reports that the bomb had been planted in a garbage container. Another 20 people are in hospital following a similar explosion in the market in Kosovska Mitrovica. The six dead in the two explosions included women and children. The Kosovo Verification Mission condemned the incidents as terrorist acts. Two Yugoslav army personnel died in Kosovo at the weekend in separate UÇK attacks in the Vučitrn municipality. The Pristina Media Center also reports that Kosovo Albanians attacked an army unit and police with mortars, rocket launchers and automatic weapons in villages in the Klina municipality. The army reported four UÇK members killed in the fighting, which lasted less than an hour. We'll be back with more news in English on Radio B92 at 5 past 6 this evening.
Radio B92. English. English.
Autoškola Jader, Cvićeva 1, telefon 768255, lokal 158. Autoškola Jader.
Uskoro, Proto. Nova igra Lutrije Beograda na listiću Loto. Zato ako igrate Loto, odigrajte i Proto. Uslov da odigrate Proto je jedna odigrana kombinacija Loto.
Muzički univerzum Lajka Felixa. Na albumu Koncert 98. Njegov najbolji nastup iz prošle godine konačno na CD-u i kaseti u izdanju radija B92. Like of Felix. Koncert 98. U prodaji širom zemlje. Distribucija i informacije u muzičkoj produkciji B92. Peti sprat Doma omladine Makedonska 22 Beograd. Telefoni 322-9922 i 334-1262. Lajko Felix. Koncert 98. U izdanju radija B92.
make it better. If my trouble, that's what you do. Have I told you lately that I love? Have I told you there's no one above you? Fill my heart with sadness, take away my sadness, ease my troubles, that's what you do.
Oglašavanje sa stilom. Stilom. Telefon 134554.
Komedije, parodije,
crtani filmovi.
Drame i trileri. Akcije, fantastika i horor. Najbolji filmovi svih žanrova. Videoklub Queen, braća Jugovića 2A, 635930. Queen, kraljevski izbor.
Bioskop Rex u Jevrejskoj 16 predstavlja.
Ponedeljak, 15. mart, Evropska nedelja borbe protiv rasizma. Od 14 projekcija filma Mumija Abu Džamal. Tribina, rasizam kao prepreka. Učestvuju dr. Mirjana Vasović, dr. Žarana Papeć, Trivo Inđić. Projekcija filma Kako da ubiješ Drozda. Tribina, svi različiti, svi jednaki. Učestvuju dr. Aleksandar Molnar, Dejan Marković, Biljana Stanojević. U 20.30 performans Romskog teatra. U 21 koncert Cosmopolit, Unision, Iceburn, Triple People, All of Us.
B92.
Dobar dan.